Okay.
Yes, the button. It has been pressed.
We've gone to plan.
Processing. Please put the paintbrush down.
No.
Processing. Technically, I am an autumn.
Yeah, I know.
Hello.
That's why I have the paintbrush.
Hello and welcome.
Decorating you in wood.
Hello and welcome to Let Me Finish the Intro. I am almost certain
right,
that everyone
fine.
Here already has inspiration, so I probably shouldn't even check to see if Papaki... yes, Papaki has inspiration. Otherwise, that would have been the fastest possibly that anyone got... No, wait, no. No, there was someone who started a campaign. I think it was Io's character who started a game, a campaign with inspiration because Io made me laugh while we were creating the concept.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure that happened.
I wanted to say that was Chroma, but maybe not.
I don't think it was
anyway.
Chroma, but
they're all welcome for this. To Pack Tactics.
Yes, season 4, episode 29, where if I say the name I have planned, some of you will be a little worried or concerned or eager. Any of those. You will have an emotion if I tell you what the name is.
Emotions? We don't do those.
No, Long Kep doesn't do those. You do unbridled mirth at pretty much any situation, including but not limited to fireball.
Yeah, emotion, not emotions.
I love this game
well,
so much.
That is progress.
We can't all be long kept.
So what's the title?
You'll find out later. My name is Crash.
Discord, it's How Far We'll Go.
Yes, but I have a different name in the recording. My name is Crash. I'll be your DM for the evening tonight.
Is the monster at the end of this episode?
Oh, you don't want to turn the page to see the monster at the end of the episode.
Spoiler. I'm the monster.
Smallest Kep is indignant at your claim. They've been hiding out.
A monster.
Under
the monster.
They've been hiding out under the last page of the Necronomicon this entire time. They are literally at the end of that book.
I believe that we are all in the monster manual. I believe that is the point of this campaign.
Mari looks aghast at this statement.
There are humans in the monster manual.
Mari
is
not.
And their portrait of me is terrible.
Oh, first edition, yes.
So, who's here?
Well, a ragtag band of adventurers who will not let me get a word in edgewise, which is glorious. I love all of this. And that includes people playing
Mari.
Them. No. I am not actually complaining. There is a... My face is again hurting from smiling. We've got Beth, we've got Ellie, we've got Io. And what happened last
Ellie's
time?
Ellie's here.
Yes.
I think I raided her port at some point.
That's why she's here.
Oh, dear. So, I'm going to be below decks.
You open the door. Preserved meats just spill out.
Oh, yeah, because we put, like... boxes and boxes and boxes of stuff. All right.
You bought 30 days of rations.
A whole bunch of people. We went and talked to the whole bunch of the people in the market. And then we bought a whole bunch of rations. And then we stowed them all around the ship. And then we sent sending several times. And then we had a long debate about whether we could take the ship down the railway tunnels. And we can't. Spoiler. Sorry. If you haven't listened to the previous episode, I apologize. That was a spoiler. And then the episode ended. Also a spoiler. The previous episode is not still ongoing. I'm just making sure you know that.
I love this campaign so much, and Papaki is a treasure.
There'd be so much...
audio to record.
Yes. And how could Crash edit it all into something reasonable? This would be terrible.
Crash is very good at editing on the fly, and by on the fly I mean in real time.
Bold of you to assume I'm editing any of this.
You don't think that that Crash edits on the fly with while he's flying with wings?
No, I hate air travel. I edit
like,
on the train.
Little humming. Oh, okay.
Or in the carpool.
You don't hover like a little hummingbird?
No.
I assume there was Red Bull involved.
So you don't know where to go.
All right.
However, your previous plan of let's go back to that previous base seems dashed slightly by the fact that the train car that took you there out of there originally is under, well, it's either under a lot of rubble, or it is the rubble, or it was thrown a very large distance since it was in a mountain that was literally torn apart by a dragon god.
Did we say send us another car? I can't remember if that was in the sending.
A message was sent to Cog Chipclaw, who said that he'd be on his way, and then you sent another sending spell to say, no, wait, don't.
Just send a car.
You didn't include that part, if I remember correctly. You just said, don't come here. The worry was,
right,
there's a dragon here.
Yes, a friendly dragon. A dragon who sees that his self-interests are aligned with the path of diplomacy 90% of the time.
The other 10% is very fun.
Mm-hmm. The other 10% is a rampage! Whee!
It's shocking.
But then you see...
I find this very relatable, though I am a bit confused about the concept of fun.
I mean... Longkep's hardware says that things that make Longkep more likely to survive are a good emotion. Therefore, fun is probably things like, I don't know, stocking up on foodstuffs.
I patching, do like to organize things.
Yeah, and repairing a place where you're living so that won't have pockets of filthy disease stuff or cold wind coming through.
Longkep liked when it was their turn to organize the moss.
Longkep did like this. But Longkep did not have the moss argument.
Well, no, Longkep can breathe fire.
Now!
Besides the point, Longkep can breathe fire. Longkep will not have the moss argument because the other kobolds are not fireproof.
Sora is, kinda.
Well, not resistant fireproof, but is fire not resistant. Proof.
Yes.
Also, true. Sora would not have
also,
the moss argument.
She can breathe fire back. No, she would not.
For the last time, stop breathing fire at each other at this table. We're trying to have a nice holiday dinner.
Sora only gets to do it once a day. It's so sad.
I could cast it on you.
Ooh!
Firefight, firefight. Literal. Where we're going, we don't need rails.
There are no rails.
There are, Sorry. But you don't have a train for them.
That's the problem, yes. That's the problem.
And a good time is had by all.
And also, we probably... Yes, and also the other issue is that we possibly don't want to hang around in any one place too long because there's an white dragon god throwing snow at us. And we don't know
snowball
what
fight, snowball
the dragon
fight.
God is using to track us. Or snowball fight. We don't know what it's tracking us with.
I mean, it's a god.
Yeah. We don't know what it's using to track us. Godly powers, maybe, but also... But...
On the back of Ellie's... Not Ellie. On the back of Bipaki's shirt, there's this tiny little... metallic square with a little red blinking light.
Yeah, that's sort of the problem.
What? What?
That is not canon, by the way. That would be a god of technology.
Like, 2 months ago. Hey, Ship, do you have a name?
Processing. I have been called the Ship. Occasionally, I have been called the Shrike ship.
You have a mind?
Processing. It's what I use to process.
That's fair.
Well, that's a 21 on insight check.
Hey, sorry. Do you have any sendings left?
You have to unlock your iPhone in order to send a sending. Oh my gosh. That is so perfect. All story sendings are sent with blue bubbles.
I was going to make a blue bubble, green bubble joke earlier, and I couldn't figure out how to work it in.
Your job might be, I'm just going to be slightly...
By the way, we have hit zero of the plot points on my plan for tonight. If we don't hit any of them and it's just this for 2 hours, I'm cool with it. Just in case you were wondering.
I am out of a third level sending, but I have one fourth level slot left, so I can upsend, right?
I don't see any reason why not.
So I have one sending left, but I won't be able to do any of the things that I have, like Death Ward here.
Hey, Mari.
Yes?
With an M.
Yes. I do not have sending.
No. Are there any, like, fallen kingdoms or treasure troves? Or anything like that that you know of that we could go, you know, loot on the surface?
You're asking if we can raid any ancient tombs or something like that.
Yeah, not like anything that anybody is there. Like, not somewhere where people are. Just like, you know, legendary, you know, like, back on Circulus, there used to be like legends of dungeons that people could go into and, like, test their metal and come out with neat stuff.
It doesn't have to be a tomb.
Yeah. No, like, just legends of unplundered treasure that we could, you know,
plunder. Do you want to raid a catacomb? It doesn't have to be a catacomb.
Doesn't have to be a catacomb.
Hobby would like it to be a cat.
You know, giant. Yes, well, you know, giant tunnel networks of treasure hoarding ground squirrels or something.
We're waiting for a train car. I'm trying to think of something fun to do.
That doesn't get us eaten by a giant white dragon.
That too. If we're inside a, well, okay. If we're inside a mountain that's not hollow, then there's less chance of us being eaten by a giant white dragon.
Sora just has this mental image of a giant white dragon digging up some something that is above us like a giant dog. You know, dig, 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 dig.
You know,
she's not saying it. She's just having this thought.
Technically, if you're inside a mountain that isn't at least a little hollow, you're dead.
Or we better have a really good spell to walk through rock.
Well?
I am not casting Mold Earth that many times. Actually, yeah, I do have Mold Earth.
And Long Cap has inspiration already.
Yes.
The last time one of you spent your inspiration, you immediately earned it back.
We're obnoxious that way.
I am not actually complaining, except that you're not spending as often as you can earn it.
All right, fine.
You got 21 on a history check. You can't fail. But also, you are probably rolling that history check to see if you can think of any ancient tombs or anything that are nearby.
Yeah, and now I'm cross-referencing with Maury.
Okay, so here is the problem that you have. Maury is not from around here. So if Maury does know of any ancient tombs, they'd be for on the other side of the planet. And you just spent a few days traversing it actually probably a few weeks traversing it at this point.
Not being on the other side of the planet.
The other side of the other side.
Okay. Is there...
The outside.
The other side of the outside.
I'm still cross-referencing with Maury, and I would like to see if there's anything in this area that I know about.
Well, what you get from Maury is the emphatic assertion that raiding an ancient tomb is one of the things that tends to make dead things decide that they're not 100% dead, just mostly dead, and they would like to say hello to you. And that's...
Yeah, which is why I'm betting that your guys haven't done it a whole lot.
Well, yes, because part of the whole dogma of the Xenolites is you don't want that to happen.
I mean, that's definitely, people have a point there.
Well, in my experience, if someone who is dead is going to stand up and be somewhat less dead, they're going to do that regardless of who it is who's disturbing their somewhat less than slumber.
Addendum to this.
Yeah, I was going to say, in my head canon, Lefty or Righty is walking behind Papaki in this scene.
Okay. If someone who is dead is going to become not quite so dead, and there isn't someone specifically making them not quite so dead, then they're going to do that regardless of who's walking around.
But presumably they'll just stay where they are if people don't bother them.
Well, you assume that. But, you know, maybe they decide they want a cheeseburger.
So you want to raid a tomb to get cheeseburgers?
No, I want to raid a tomb to make sure that the not quite so dead things that are in there, whose not quite slumber would be interrupted by anybody coming by, don't spontaneously decide that they want a cheeseburger and come out of the tomb and start murdering people.
Maury slow blinks at you.
And it's not the cat slow blink of liking you.
It's the... You have said a bunch of words, and I am trying to follow the logical train of thought to how we got here. And I don't think I can do that without enough fantasy ibuprofen.
I think I may have a more palatable idea.
All right, fine.
What if we try to find some place that already has a problem? Well, I mean, that way, if we get more of those horrible cold things, then at least we can run away from the problem and let them fight together.
If you want to be reasonable about it.
Yeah. We put Maury through enough trouble. We ought to at least be a little bit respectful.
I'm trying to be respectful.
By saying we should raid a tomb.
I really am. No, by saying that if there are undead in a tomb, we should make sure that they're really dead. The dead should be allowed to rest for all eternity. If something is making them not rest, we should stop it from doing that.
Yes, but your initial suggestion would be...
If we come away from it with... Okay, I think we're coming at this from different perspectives. Where I come from, sometimes the dead rise.
They sometimes rise here, too. We try to prevent that. Raiding tombs is one of the ways that they feel encouraged to rise. So we try to prevent that also.
Perhaps I should take a walk.
Okay. Then let's find a place where there's a tomb where the dead have already risen.
Well, good luck for that.
Why do we need a tomb?
We don't need a... I don't know how we got on tombs. Did I say tombs?
Yes.
I didn't mean to say tombs. I thought I said treasure, like treasure stores.
Not sure where you get treasure stores that you're not.
Yeah, that means nobody's gone after them.
I mean, they're probably effectively tombs if there's like ancient cities or something that nobody got to before they got ashed.
Was there any rum at all in the rations that we got?
Sorry, the rum is gone.
Why?
You mean?
Has the rum gone?
Crash, you mean Bipaki there's no rum in
is
the
why
end?
The rum is gone.
That explains this headache.
You have one too.
We all have headaches.
Processing. I do not have a head.
A headache is kind of a state of being.
Processing.
I do not have a headache, but perhaps that is because I have not consumed the rum.
Okay. Let me start over from the beginning. I am looking for places where we could go to have an adventure and perhaps come away with some gold or a magic item or two. It would be fun. And also, we would be killing time until the train car got here.
In a location that isn't here and hopefully won't bring down ice horrors.
Yes.
Well, I suppose you could ask the Karasites. After all, they live
okay.
here.
Okay.
Uh-huh. We could probably ask our... I knew his name a moment ago. The dragon.
Dyrkia.
We might ask Dyrkia. Dyrkia probably flies around.
All right. We'll ask Dyrkia and we'll ask the Karasites.
Karasites.
That's what I said.
The smile is back. Hey, at least no one was called a paddleboard.
Paddle wands. No.
All right, so you're going
to
go off
looking. Figure out which running joke that was. It's been so long since we've been the main Star Wars group.
Sorry. We've been having such fun with another one.
Nothing to be sorry about. It's just this Halloween episode has stretched on until December.
This Halloween episode will go until Halloween. That's why it's the Halloween episode.
Right.
If we get to play next week, I'm half tempted to have Mo's quest involve the party having to sneak into a bunch of houses and drop off gifts. There may or may not be quotes around the word gifts. Thank you.
I am not. Why do you think I... Never mind the costume. Why do you keep calling me that? Yes, I have the hat. Yes, I... The coat is because it is very cold. I do not know why A put a hat on me.
And the red is because it hides the blood.
No, my hammer is not a gift to you.
Not unless you're a nuisance.
The hammer might be a gift to us.
All right, we're going to see the Karasites.
Now I'm thinking of Discworld Death as the Discworld version of Santa Claus. I'm forgetting what it's called right now.
Hogfather.
The Hogfather.
Yeah, there we go. Thank you. I was like, I'm sure it begins with a W. No, it does not begin with a W at all. But very tall, imposing, and is there at the end of many people's lives and dressed as Santa Claus while carrying a large weapon.
I'm imagining both Mech and Chadrick going, I get to be an elf.
Mech, the creepiest elf with glowing red eyes and an intimidating battle axe by design. Be good for goodness sake, or else. One of you would be the Belschnickel. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so you hop off the ship to go find the Karasites. And or a blue dragon.
Yes.
All right. Well, I will say it's not hard for you to spot Dyrkia, because Dyrkia likes flying around. And you see where Dyrkia lands. So you go over there. And you see there is there's a roped off area. And there's a line of children who are in the queue.
Santa Claus has come to town.
Dyrkia is apparently giving rides to the children.
Oh, that's nice.
Can think of terrible reasons to do that, and I hope that Dyrkia hasn't thought of the terrible reasons, because that's so sweet.
All right, everyone, step right up. Remember, I can hold...
Maury, I apologize for insulting your religion. I was coming at it from a different cultural background, and I understand now how that was offensive.
Apology accepted. And meanwhile, you hear Dirk's booming voice going, come on, come on, I can... Well, you're kind of small. I can fit three of you in this hand. It'll be good. Just you two in this hand. All right. Now, hold on tight so I don't have to. Don't want your heads to pop off. And, oh, hello.
No, no, we can wait.
All right. And Dirka flies off holding 5 children. None of them are riding on Dirka's back. Dirka has not thought of this as a possibility.
But Pocky takes out a scrap piece of paper and starts scribbling something on it.
How big is Dirka again?
Dirka is a young blue dragon and therefore is large.
I'm just wondering if perhaps instead of riding on backs, maybe a sort of harness that has like pockets before, in front of and behind the wings would be even easier. You know, just like, you know, you strap in to the harness and you sit in the, you know, pocket.
Sidecars.
And you go, whee! Huh?
Sidecars are even fantastic idea, Sorithala.
Mm-hmm.
You are planning on giving the dragon a sidecar.
Oh, no.
Pockets.
I have this image of someone coming to Dirka and saying, I like the harness. Is that new? It has pockets.
Yes!
This one's big enough I can keep a whole cow in it for later.
Oh, dear.
I literally reached over to an imaginary pocket on the front of me.
Are there attendants?
Everyone here appears to be a child, although some of them are older than others. The one who seems to be organizing the queue, well, they're a human, so it's kind of hard to gauge their age, but they don't look like they're old enough to shave that fuzz that appears on their faces sometimes.
Oh. Hmm.
They look over at you and say, if you want to ride, you got to get in line. It's 3 copper each.
Oh, yeah.
That is a nat 20 on an insight skill.
Hey, I see you're in charge. I know you're a person of responsibility. I know that you can get done what needs to get done.
They look at you like they are immediately suspicious of you. And not just because you're a talking weird dog.
I have a suggestion. I don't expect anything for it. I just want to make sure that this gets to Dirkia and to the people in town who can make it happen. It's possibly going to be a little expensive, but it'll be worth it, I promise.
The suspicious look has not abated, but there is one eyebrow raised.
I am going to hand over the piece of paper or parchment or whatever it is.
The talking?
The black spot.
No, wait. Other side. That's, you know, you shouldn't be looking at that first side. That's really old. That's really, and that's, it's my,
who gave you the black spot? I'm sorry, I just went through that book recently.
I have a piece of potentially relevant information. You need something made, I gather.
Well, I think Dirkia should have something made.
I prepared fabricate.
Oh.
Does that still require the raw materials?
Yes, but...
I thought so.
It means that people should not... do not necessarily need to be sent for craftspeople.
The look of suspicion has lessened somewhat, but the kid says, okay, supposing we do this, and I'm not saying we do this, what's in it for you?
We're Dirkia's friends. We like him.
And also maybe Dirkia would decide to do us a favor now and then.
I wasn't gonna say that.
Yeah, well, it's true. The kid's not stupid.
No, I'm not. Also, I have really good ears.
We need to ask Dirkia a question. We need to ask him a question.
Well, he knows who we are. He's kind of busy now,
exactly.
But I can pass it along when he gets back.
Well, it's like if the answer is yes, then we need to actually have a conversation. But anyway, you have fabrication. Okay. Let's see. Leather, iron. Oh boy, what do they make ropes out of?
Other ropes?
Twine.
Flax, maybe?
That's the word. Fabrics.
Anyway, we, Onkep, if I show this to you, can you remember it?
Yes.
All right. Can I have the piece of paper back?
You are handed the piece of paper. You have been given the black spot.
Okay, I hand the piece of paper. I hand the piece of paper, which on the back side, I assume the black spot is what I think it is. I don't have a reference for this.
Oh, it's from Treasure Island. If you hand somebody a piece of paper with a black spot on it, that means that you are deposing them as captain, effectively, or at least having a discussion about it.
Oh.
That's the joke, but canonically...
Which is why I was having...
Canonically,
it's a wanted poster for Bapaki.
That may or may not have had ink spilled on it. Oops. But oddly enough, the ink was spilled on it, like, right on top of Bapaki's portrait's face, so it's kind of hard to identify exactly which kobold it is. You can definitely tell it's a kobold, though, which is the same because they got her good side. I just see Ellie's microphone lighting up over and over again. I'm assuming because the ambient
music in the background. Bit of music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of music. But not enough to be able to identify any songs. I can name that song in the same one note that we keep hearing. Actually, no, I can't. So yes, you hand the wanted poster with the sketch on it back over to Longcap.
Yes. Which is a very fairly basic sketch of a dragon with a harness on with three seats on the back and two sidecar seats on either side.
I am going to copy the doodle onto a piece of paper of my own, because this seems better than simply committing it to memory and possibly ending up with
not.
Hey, Dierke, we got you a hat.
The part that goes on Dierke's head is an additional seat that is smallest kept size.
Look, I'm a wizard. I'm good at memorizing things, but usually I'm good at memorizing things that I have written down.
So you're writing it down. You are taking notes so that you understand the assignment.
Yes.
While you are doing this, the person at the head of the line that you've been talking to is talking to somebody else who is maybe a head shorter than them, and they're talking in whispers, and then the person who's a head shorter nods and then runs off.
Concerned.
So, how much leather is this going to need?
Some.
We
have a mathematics skill.
Calculations.
Okay. You know, Dierke doesn't always eat the crunchy outside.
Hmm.
Just saying. So we might have access to enough.
If it's
crunchier than the insides. Well, except for the bones. Dierke likes those.
I think they'd be chewy insides.
He says the marrow adds extra flavor.
Those are crunchy insides, yeah.
Someone else who seems to be helping out with this, these are all kids, says he calls them flavor bursts. That is a 17 intelligence ability check.
I am attempting to make calculations. I do not have proficiency in any artisan's tools, but I do have a species trait called cunning artisan, which implies that I know how to construct basic item, and I know fabricate, so hopefully I have the skill set required to estimate how many raw materials, the quantity of raw materials I need.
If you didn't have this skill set, you wouldn't have a special custom pocket for Smallest Kept to hang out in inside your robes. Smallest Kept believes that pocket is their sanctum sanctorum.
Mm-hmm.
I will not dissuade smallest kept. Anyway, so this information is passed on. Do you intend to do anything else here?
I'm just waiting until Dierke gets back.
All right.
We could... Mm-hmm. Okay.
You say something. Go ahead.
Depending on how long it takes, we could go find an adult to talk to. But Dierke probably has the better dragon's eye view of things.
Dierke does... Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, Dierke does return after a couple of minutes and drops the kids off outside of the roped area and says, "That was fantastic. Only two of you threw up this time. Well done. Okay, who's next?" One of the children is stumbling away. The other four are sort of just like sitting or laying down on the ground.
And yet, there's a bunch of kids who are going to climb in, aren't they?
Oh, most of the older kids who are here managing things are here to make sure no one cuts in line.
Despite the throwing up part.
No one believes they're going to be the one that throws up.
Of course not. This is just still hilarious.
Hey, Dierke. How you doing, buddy?
No line cuts, I've been told.
I'm not cutting. I just have a question for you.
Oh, okay. What's up?
So, in your flying about, have you noticed any places that, frankly, have gone unlooted?
Well, not there's all like, this...
Not places where people live.
Okay, so that rules out this oasis. Okay, thank you for being more specific. Yeah. That helps with the answer. You'll notice no one's taken all this ash that's lying around. It's just sitting out there for anyone.
I know, right?
Oh, okay. So I mismade an insight check. You don't consider the ash valuable. Right. I wasn't sure what you considered valuable or not. Thinking. The kids that are next in line are starting to get a little rowdy. And Dierke just looks over at them and says, "Hush, or I'm done for the night." You could hear a pin drop. Well, nope. I don't think there's any place like that. I mean, the only thing within a day's flight of here is just some old ruins. Nothing worth looking at all.
We can go check them out. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. We'll go check them out and make sure there's nothing there worth looking at.
You don't want to go there. They're haunted.
Maybe should play the ghost to rest.
Bipaki looks up at Mori. That would be terrible.
Mori is not looking in your direction. It is possible that she is making fists that make her knuckles be even paler than they already were.
We could make the ghost sleep.
If it's already haunted, right?
The sigh is even more evident by the fact that the kids are deathly silent. You're pretty sure that some of them are holding their breath. That one just fell over.
Pass out. Oops. I think it's okay, Dierke, if you want to go back to charging them to go flying.
Dierke is already taking off, holding four more children. These were relatively big, so he couldn't take five. All right, now remember, when you're about to throw up, point away from the person in the same hand as you. Try to aim for one of the adults. They love it. The best advice is bad advice.
I think that we could, I think we could probably make a tidy profit if we could make umbrellas. Sturdy ones.
Oh, we already got that side business going. Don't worry about that.
Oh, okay, good.
Speaking of which, can we take five?
Sure. But right before we take five, Mori does mutter under her breath, And I thought I'd make a living making trinkets. Oh my gosh, these kids are industrious. The button has been pressed. We have button press.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I pressed it after the countdown, so no one will hear the countdown. Too bad.
Alas.
That one's just for us. So, after you get back to the ship, you realize that after Dirka told you, oh yeah, there's some ruins days flight away, Dirka didn't tell you which direction.
Perhaps we should go talk to Dirka again the next time he lands. Or yeah, I suppose we could catch up with him in the air.
Okay, you do manage to do that, and you do get a heading where you can go. I'm not going to actually put that detail in because the DM will forget it.
That-a-way. Yes. We are going that-a-way.
You just follow the third star to the right and straight on till morning.
And straight on.
Don't do the second star to the right. I went there once. A bunch of children tried to stab me. There was a pirate. It was a thing. So the question is, do you go there right away?
We've got supplies. Day's
flight. If it's a day's flight away, then there's one more thing I want to do. It's a day's flight away?
Yes. You're going to plan the in-flight movie, aren't you?
Then there's one more thing I want. No, I'm going to ask Sori Thala to try to send ascending to the ship.
Hi, ship. This is a test.
Please respond when you receive it.
Processing. Did you pass?
Sori, we'll relate this.
This came back as ascending response?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure you could do that. Let's get some rest.
That's what I think is a good idea. Can we get a long rest?
Yes, you can get a long rest. I thought it'd be hilarious if I immediately threw you into an ancient ruin with no spells left because you kept using them to talk to people.
I have first and second level spells, and that could be enough. But I'd rather have a long rest.
I'm going to recover all of the none hit points and all of the none resources that I used.
But what about the acolyte hit points and the acolyte resources?
They can deal with themselves. Yeah, I got the joke.
Good. I've hit my long rest button.
So we have cleric spells, nun spells, priest spells, acolyte spells,
monk spells,
elder spells, friar spells, padre spells.
Eo, darling, do you need to hit the long rest button?
Have I used any spells?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
Technically, there's always one spell you're using, but that's an evergreen one because you want righty and lefty.
Oh, yes. I actually forgot to hit that after the last long rest.
Wake up, cast your spell, brush your teeth.
Smallest Kep always brushes their teeth every morning.
Aww.
The ship has one of the brushes for cows.
Yes, that is exactly what I was thinking.
It's very little and for Smallest Kep.
I had something like that two apartments ago that was for cats. You attach it to a corner in your home and cats could rub up against it. My cats never used it.
Was it attached to the wrong corner or something?
Why use that when humans will give you scritches?
Fair enough.
Apparently. All right. So you take a nap and then you go and spend a day flying. And by spend a day flying, I mean you are arriving, I will say, around evening at the ruins. And you can tell the ruins because there's a bunch of rocky outcroppings. And you can see what appears to be an old stone building. Parts of the roof are a little caved in, but otherwise it seems rather structurally sound. And there's a lot of stone structures, evenly spaced, mostly evenly spaced, with a few boxes. And it's a cemetery. You have flown to a cemetery.
Oh, dear.
And they've got engravings of, ghosts. Like pictograms of ghosts.
Yeah.
On each, all the...
And each of the ghosts is tearing apart a small dog. A weird dog that looks like it has a lizard tail. One of them's breathing fire.
Oh, no.
One of them's dressed like a
pirate.
I'm
going to sit and watch as they go past. It's just a jump to the left.
I stepped. No.
Because it's rocky. And there's pictures. And they're horror pictures.
Damn it, Janet.
That mean I get my inspiration back?
You didn't spend your inspiration.
I did.
You rolled a history check too. Got over 20. It was your first roll for history.
No,
You rolled at advantage.
It was my second roll. Yeah.
Okay. So here's the thing.
My inspiration.
When I said, damn it, Janet, that was a Rocky Horror Picture joke reference, I wasn't laughing.
Oh, fine.
Sorry. I don't mean sorry.
All right.
Or Maury.
Or right. Siri.
You have to unlock your iPhone first.
I'm sorry, Bapaki. I can't do that until you unlock me. All right. So I have added you all to the map. You should be able to see it at this point. And it's sort of dark and spooky.
It's... Uh-huh.
With a mist rising up out of the ground. Are you colder than the surrounding area? You may be eligible for condensation. Although this mist does not appear to have like a moisture level. It's just sort of a atmospheric thing. It's probably fine. Right. So we're here. Why are we here again?
Tell the ghosts that it's time to go back to sleep. Right?
I am not interested in waking up any ghosts to tell them to go to bed.
Well, if they're already awake, then they should go to sleep. And if they're not already awake, we should maybe be careful and try not to wake them up. That sound reasonable?
The reasonable thing would have been to not come here.
But then there'd be maybe awake ghosts.
Oh, it occurs to me I did not give a long rest to Maury. And she is down several spells.
Oh, hopefully she was managing to actually get some long rest and did not fret the entire way here.
Jury's out on that one.
Yeah, I figured.
And now the GM is playing the game of, where's the long rest button? The GM has to press it so rarely. There it is.
Thunder hit dice.
Yep. All right, any ghosts here? No? Io, did you select all of the characters that are coming with you at once?
No, they started selected.
Oh, because you have ownership of all of them, probably. I just moved several of them separate from you. You might be able to move Longcat by themselves now.
Bapaki is trying to be stealthy. Bapaki is actually doing the Scooby-Doo walking on tiptoes thing.
Kobolds, don't we all... Well, don't most of you people walk on your tiptoes already?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Anytime I think of a failed sneak roll, I think of Kronk.
I feel that's fair.
Bapaki,
actually, despite rolling the 3 on the dice, I got a 12. So
yes, because that's not plus terrible. 3 to +6. It's not terrible. You may be psyching yourself up by humming that classic kobold traditional melody, We're So Quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Mari does stop to take a look at the first tombstone she comes to. And these are very worn. There's no detail left on it. No engravings. I mean, they were probably engraved, but it's just sort of worn away.
I wouldn't know. Too bad we don't have an expert here. That's out of character. But
that would make sense to be in character also. Smash cut to Deza doing whatever Deza is doing, which, depending on the time of day, is just like a morning or evening routine or whatever. And then, depending on your perspective, then cut back to this without any acknowledgement whatsoever.
Not even a sneeze.
Well, the forge isn't necessarily a dust-filled environment. There's very few allergens.
For which Deza is thankful.
And it looks like Bapaki went over and stood next to a what looked like a grave that had been dug up at some point. But even that looks incredibly old. Like, if it was dug up so long ago that the sides have started to wear down into more of a slight depression as opposed to full-on sadness. And that is a 21 on an investigation check. What are you trying to discern?
I'm looking at the crypt that I'm, or tomb, or I don't know the proper terminology, that I'm standing next to.
A stone sarcophagus, maybe? That or it's an
sarcophagus,
incredibly large,
there we go.
That or it's an incredibly large grave marker. But there is a seam across it, so it's possible that you are looking at a lid. There is a vaguely humanoid shape at the top, but it is worn down to the point where there are no details. It's hard to make out the arms and legs. You know where they are from their placement. You know what they are from their placement. But if you weren't in a graveyard, it might be difficult to understand that it is meant to be a depiction of a person. But for crying out loud, smallest cap, stop. And lefty and righty, stop that. Let long kept they, be on no, their own.
No, I don't want to be on my own.
I'm going to do something that looks really strange. I'm going to lie down next to the sarcophagus with my feet at its base, like the leftmost point on the map.
Okay, so you're not putting your feet up against it. You're just laying down with your feet parallel.
Right, I'm laying down next to it. And my goal is, I want to see how tall the person, like what's the maximum height of the person who could be interred here compared to me.
Depending on the thickness of the walls of the sarcophagus. If the walls were fairly thin, the person could be maybe a maximum 9 foot. The sarcophagus is 10 foot long on the outside.
So this is almost certainly not a kobold tomb.
Unless there's three of them wrapped in a trench coat in that tomb, it is almost certainly not a kobold tomb.
I'm not going to open it while Maury's looking. So
I'm concerned about the clarifying statement that you've tacked on there. Or rather, Maury would be if she had heard it.
Yes. I'm going to stand back up. So these aren't kobold graves.
Why would you? Oh. No, they are likely from whatever civilization was here before this continent was turned into the Ashlands.
Well, I don't know. I'm not a historificator. I don't know how this works. I'm just trying to get as much information as I can.
I mean, it's fair to wonder if it was before the Ashlands, because what if the Ashlands happened because of things that, well, anyway.
The Ashlands happened because of two different things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, according to the legends, which we teach as history, the most recent time Ashlands were created was when the current gods rose up and overthrew the previous group of evil gods. And the time before that, the first Ashlands were created when those evil gods rose up and killed all the good gods.
And somewhere in there was bombardment by a fleet of annoying people.
Yeah, that's relatively new information.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying that's not something they teach us in school.
Right.
Insert line here about someone looking online about this information and saying, ah, yes, the two calamities. School taught me there's only two.
Not a chance that one of those two was also...
I wouldn't go in there.
Okay.
Just walking around here is possibly bad enough. Let's not actually open any doors.
All right.
You're not going to.
No, okay. You said not to.
Thank you.
That big tall thing.
There's an open door over here, though.
What? No, what? Actually, I think there's bars across it.
Oh, you're right. There are.
How large are the bars?
You could send smallest kept through if you really wanted to.
Foundry disagrees with me on that.
Well, that's what GM intervention is for.
I was enjoying Lefty being perched on Sori's head.
Sori was getting head scratches.
I mean, this is possibly Sori. Or just sort of peering, you know, underneath all those fingers.
I want it to be on the record that I did not go in there.
I will
fill me with
dutifully acknowledge that you are not the one who's gone into the ancient tomb. Yes. And there is the unmistakable sound of stone sliding. Smallest kept sees another sarcophagus inside. It is not moving. However, outside... Oh, wait, that's the wrong thing. Ignore that thing I added at the bottom.
Didn't see it.
I accidentally added a totally different thing that I wasn't meaning to add.
Kind of worried about the thing that over on the side there. This is definitely dim lighting.
Actually.
And Sori does not have a light source. Whoops.
But you know what you do have? The ability to roll for initiative.
A light contra. Ah.
Roll for initiative.
There it is.
If only I had advantage. Inspiration.
You say rolling an 18. Six, alas. A zero. That's nice.
Are we supposed to be seeing these?
Probably not. That's a lot of rolls.
It really is.
That's alarming.
Yeah. Zombies that look mostly to be made of the ash that is surrounding everything are rising up out of their tombs. I'm sure it's fine. Also, I'm sure I need to go in and add righty, smallest kep, and lefty to the initiative so that they're directly underneath long kep, because that's when I want them going anyway. I don't care if they're supposed to have different initiatives for some of them.
One moment, let me check something.
I just want everything that Io is doing to happen around the same time.
Okay, I do need to edit their max hit points. It's fine. I'm not doing anything weird. I'm just
adjusting it so that they match the rules.
Yes.
I was half tempted to have smallest kept have a separate undead, role for initiative.
Undead I create have more hit points.
Huzzah! They're very buff skeletons. They work out. All right. I am pressing the begin combat button. And with an 18, Bapaki, you're first. And there is an ash zombie rising from its grave. Right next to you.
Rise from your grave.
Convenient.
Sorry. That's a joke that's like two people are going to get. Will a 22 hit?
Yes.
Neat.
All right, so you're doing 5 piercing damage and 12 sneak attack damage.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm going here. And no, it does not get an attack of opportunity.
Well, before you do that.
Okay.
There's a thing in the chat that says saving throw DC 10 constitution. Please click that.
Oh, sure. How's a 22?
You make your save. Congratulations. But as you hit, the zombie,
5, 6.
There is a puff of ash that goes out about 5 feet in every direction. It is you choke on a little bit, but you realize, hey, maybe don't breathe that. And so you hold your breath as you disengage.
Okie dokie. And then I'm going to move here.
All right. Next up is Maureen. This is why we don't do this.
Would you rather they live restless in this state?
They're only restless because we're here.
We definitely should have been trying to make sure they went to sleep before we went into the middle of them. Because then we could run away back to the ship.
Okay, Maury's not going to do that.
Uh-oh.
Well, I measured out the range.
Maury's not going to do what?
Maury is going to...
Oh, okay.
Not just keep drawing circles because I need to move Maury into position. Maury's going to run to here. And Maury is going to channel Divinity Turn Undead.
Yeah. Team Clara didn't take out Friendly Fire, righty and lefty, though.
Oh, yeah. It's actually...
Little problem here.
Each undead you can see or hear within 30 feet must make a wisdom saving throw. You know what? With you pointing that out, yeah, Maury is not going to do that. Maury would know better.
It would be sad Maury to have righty and lefty like, running away.
Maury could move 2 squares left.
It's just a jump to the left. All right. And someone's playing their music really loud, and I hope my microphone isn't picking it.
I don't hear it.
I cannot hear it.
Well, the filter on Discord is very useful, but I'm not using Discord to record.
Mm.
This is actually not where Moria is going to be. Okay, that'll work. So it's Channel Divinity, Turn Undead. Let's see if I can roll for all three of these at the same time. That would be nice.
Oops.
So that's a nat one.
I was going to roll a save as a joke, but that's funnier than anything I can come up with.
Okay, a turn creature must spend its turns trying to move as far away from you as can, and it can't willingly move to a space within 30 feet of you. It also can't take reactions. For its action, it can only use the dash action or try to escape from an effect that prevents it from moving. If there's nowhere to move, the creature can use the dodge action. So we can have dodging dash zombies if we really want them. That's what Mori does. All right.
Mori is clever.
All right. So it is this ash zombie's turn. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. And this ash zombie is going to attack Righty.
Ended by the competition?
It couldn't reach anyone else.
Ah.
Does a 12 hit Righty?
It barely misses Righty.
All right. Righty's all right. All right. This one. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. Sorry, it's your turn.
Okay. Hopefully no one's going to hear the printer suddenly turning on. Okay. Sorry is squinting around pathetically. How far out did that puff of ash go? About 5 feet?
About 5 feet radius, yes. Basically, if you are in an enjoying square.
Yes.
Okay, so the one that just took a swing at Righty... Sori would like to hit it with Sacred Flame.
Okay.
Assuming she can see it, which is slightly an assumption.
If I remember correctly, that's a saving throw. Which one am I rolling?
It's right there. It's a DC 14 dexterity, and I just clicked it on the thing, so you could presumably select the...
That's a 5. Would you accept a 5?
It says DC 14 on the rules, so unless it's roll low...
All right, roll your damage.
I think we're doing D&D, and D&D is roll high. Okay, damage. Normal.
All right.
A mere 6. Radiant, though.
6 radiant damage.
If radiant does anything special.
So a lot of ash flies off of this as it bursts into flame, which is oddly fitting, I guess?
I mean, technically, it's only flame-like, but, you know.
Well, yes. It's technically radiant. Radiant fire.
Uh-huh.
There we go. All right. Is that your turn?
That's a cantrip. That's an action. Is there anything I can do as a bonus action?
No one's taken any damage, so...
That's an action. Exactly. I don't have any... reaction things like that. So I think that unless I have a bonus action that I am not seeing, that I am probably done.
All right. And the ash zombie that goes after you, I already moved, so we're moving on to Long Cap. I accidentally clicked the wrong tag for the frightened zombies and said that they were dead, but I'm kind of tempted to leave it there because... zombies?
I mean, they're dead. They're just still walking around.
Yes, Ellie, you are correct. The proper plural of zombie is zombim.
Ponder, ponder, ponder.
Oop, we have a shadow spawn on the field doing a chilling rend, which does hit and 8 points of damage.
No, that was an attack.
Oh, that was the second attack. Good news.
Yes.
Those both hit.
Spawn are always useful.
And those both did max damage.
It disintegrates into a cloud of ash.
Oh, good to know.
Does the Shadow Spawn have to do a...
Yes.
Constitution?
Technically.
That's what I was afraid of.
I don't think it
breathes.
Well, if it doesn't breathe, then we're okay.
Oh, look at...
Traditionally, Shadow Spawned are not undead. Oh, wait. No, I'm thinking of a different kind of spawn.
It's a spirit.
If it's a spirit, then we're not going to worry about it. So, we're good. All right, it is Righty's turn.
Let me see Righty's speed. 30 feet, so... 5...
And 11 will hit, and that is 9 5, points of damage.
5...
And we've got an attack roll of 16, which will hit, and 11 points of damage. All right, so your two skeletal dragon hands that you've animated have run across the front steps of this mausoleum to attack this ash zombie that was out of range of the channel divinity, and so was coming towards you, not away from you. And they gave the ash zombie a high five over its whole body.
And Loncap is, on general principle, going to start holding their breath. And considering... because Loncap is running on lizard folk hardware, they can do that for 15 minutes if they have to.
If this battle goes for 15 minutes, something has gone horribly wrong.
Yes.
Well, 15 minutes of in-game time, not real life time. Real life time, yeah, most battles take a lot longer than that. And there is one more who needs to move on your turn. Well, act on your turn or whatever. What does smallest Kep do?
Get her into the dark.
Fitting. Everyone else is like, oh, we got to fight these ass zombies. Run forward. Cast channel divinity. Stab it a lot. Smallest Kep is walking through the interior of this mausoleum, looking up at the sights to the left to the right. Nice, nice. Oh, I see. Late previous deity period. Wonderful. Love the architecture. I'm not saying that those thoughts are canon, but Smallest Kep is wandering around in an area with no companions. Smallest Kep is the safest among you.
It's good to know that if anything happens to us, Smallest Kep will live to... Wait.
All right, and now we're down to the last ash zombie, and also the last ash zombie who was turned. 5, 10, gotta move my map. 15, 20, 25, 30. We're up to the beginning of initiative, Bepaki.
Ori, you good? And you know what I'm asking.
I didn't hear.
Mori, you good? And you know what I'm asking.
I haven't been good for a very long time, and I don't know what you're asking.
Are you hurt? Are you in danger?
No. And... on the cosmic scale, yes, but I think I'm okay for now.
All right. I am going to use dash as a bonus action. I am going to take the cursor off measure mode.
I made that mistake like 5 times in the last turn.
That's a 17.
That hits.
And that's 17 piercing damage.
Okay.
Oh, poof. And 17 constitution save.
All right. Next up is Mori.
And that's... Oop. I was going to say that's my action and my bonus action, so...
Yep. Because you used your bonus action first to dash.
Yes.
All right. So...
Very dashing.
Well, yes. Swashbuckler.
Exactly.
Mori casts Mending. No.
Mori casts...
Hey. Zone of Truth.
Enhanced fireball.
It turns out she'd been taking levels in wizard all this time.
Fair.
Or sorcerer. Or both.
Or he casts whatever that thing was that Zisha did. Not Zisha. Zura did.
Mori attempts to cast Wish. She's wishing very hard that we weren't here right now. It does not appear to be working in any way. Alas.
Alas.
And alack. Mori is just going to run towards the abominations because some of them are friends. Well.
Yeah.
Controlled by friends. They're work acquaintances. And this travels with.
She Mori. Knows them. She knows them to talk to on Slack.
So only 3 of them were turned, but I moved the circle with Mori because those 3 can't move closer to Mori than that.
Gotcha.
Mori does not do anything else. Next up is an ash zombie. it continues to run off.
It bonks into the edge of the map.
It would keep running if it could. But because it can't keep running, it can now use the dodge action. This one starts running. Oh, it had to move away from Papaki.
Oh, it doesn't. It's taking damage. My honesty comes back to bite me. It can actually fight me.
I don't see where it says that. Hold on.
Until it takes any damage. If the creature fails its saving throw, it is turned for 1 minute or until it takes any damage.
Ah, for some reason, I skipped over that part when I read it three times. So, yeah, it is going to
I skipped
to
over it the first time, so, yeah.
Hello and welcome to We Fail at Reading Comprehension. Multiple times.
It's a lot of teeny tiny words altogether.
We
sometimes
also forget about pack tactics.
Yes, but she's on the ship. Oh, Papaki isn't. That's true.
Oh, that's a 13.
It will not hit a 14.
All right. That's what it can do. All of that for nothing. Sorry.
Let's see. Let's
you are
find
basking in Maury's
zombie.
Warm, glowing, warming glow.
Yay! Is that Righty still fighting something down there?
Yep.
Yeah, Lefty and Righty have that one pinned down, but there's one at the top that has 17 points of damage done to it.
Little problem. Sori doesn't have night vision, has not bothered to cast light because she can squint at some of these things, and therefore the whole bit about within range that you can see.
Maury totally forgot about that, or Maury would have cast light. Maury's got goggles.
Maury's been running around squinting.
No. Maury, as an artificer / cleric, has goggles of night.
Made, because everybody else has night vision. Except Sori, who can sort of make out that Righty is fighting something, and therefore she's going to hit the thing that is being fought with Sacred Flame.
I don't think.
Actually, I'm pretty sure I'm the only one present who has natural night vision.
Yeah, because Longkip doesn't. Pretty sure Longkip doesn't.
Right.
Hello, and welcome to Pack Tactics, where there's only one kobold.
Cultural kobolds. Anyway, Sacred Flame, saving throw at the one that Righty's fighting. Oh, it made it.
That's
it. No,
okay.
It didn't.
Oh, it's
a
13.
It has to be a 15.
Oh, because it has a minus 14. 2. It has a minus 2.
Yep, so it doesn't make the saving throw. Roll your beautiful bean footage.
I just heard a loud beep.
Probably the printer over here.
Likely.
9!
Right. It takes 9 points of damage.
Yeah, I was about to apologize because I was pretty sure that was my slow cooker.
Well, the printer over here is being used and it goes beep occasionally.
All right. It's going to take a swing at Righty. That's a 12, which does not hit.
Let me check.
AC 13, so it does not hit. All right. It is Longkep's turn.
Do Righty and Lefty have to make saves now?
Yes.
No,
do
it's
they
only
breathe?
The first time it takes damage.
Oh, okay, then no.
The first time the
no,
zombie
I mean,
takes
because
damage.
Because Maury came over here.
Oh
no.
Oh no. The circle is just indicating where the zombies can't come back into.
Yeah.
The ones that
only,
she turned.
Oh, okay.
Only
anything
three are
that
being
she
affected.
Didn't turn is. Yeah.
Well, now it's only two. Actually, no. Wait.
Is it?
Well, no. It's. It's,
no,
three.
It's three.
I forgot about the one up in the corner.
I haven't killed the one yet.
Well, that one I knew was there, but the one up in the top left corner I forgot was there.
Oh, okay.
So the 9 and the 15 are both going to hit.
Okay.
So Righty and Lefty both make some swings, and they tear this zombie apart, which would be very gruesome if it didn't just turn to ash. So it already was ash. It just turns into discombobulated ash. It ain't got nobody.
If it had not turned into ash, I would say that I could fix that. But as it turned into ash, I am not going to say that I could fix that because I cannot.
You just need a little bit of water and some plaster of Paris and you can make this happen. Okay, and does the Shadow Spawn do anything?
Are there still Ash zombies?
There are.
We've got Pocky's, at least three.
But Pocky's fighting one, and two more ran off, but can eventually come back.
The Shadow Spawn dashes.
I'm going to say that we all need to take a moment to imagine this undead spectral abomination dropping down to all fours to sprint across the cemetery towards Bapaki. But as an ally.
Mm-hmm.
But still, sprinting off towards Bapaki.
Oh, wait, its speed is 40 feet.
Keep it there.
Bapaki gets pack tactic.
There we go.
Bapaki sees the Shadow Spawn coming, and her grin is as wide as it can be.
Which for a kobold is significant.
Uh-huh.
And Smallskep can wander around as well. Because it's still Smallskep's turn.
I would like to be able to select Smallskep.
I think you have to unselect yourself by clicking and dragging somewhere else that doesn't have anyone on it. And you still can't see
Smallskep. Yeah, I did. And I still can't see Smallskep.
Here.
Okay, selected.
And now, here. Smallskep had an out of mausoleum experience.
Smallskep continues to skitter around, and I think found a staircase.
Yes, Smallskep found a staircase leading down into the darkness, where not even the moonlight reaches.
It shoots magic missile.
At the darkness.
The darkness rolls for initiative. Nat 20. The darkness shoots magic missile back.
Oh no.
The darkness was a Tarrasque. It had spell reflection.
Concerning. No.
You've awakened this planet's Tarrasque. Congratulations.
No! Not again!
That's two pack tactic campaigns where you woke up the Tarrasque.
No!
I'm not above doing that, but that's not canon yet.
Oh no!
All right, so we have another Ash zombie that's still wandering around. Bapaki, it is your turn again.
Hooray. I am encouraging a cat to not walk on my keyboard.
As one does. And there's that roll at advantage. And still only a 12. But no matter, a 12 hits. Yeah. You roll all the damage. It turns into another cloud of ash. Poof. With a flourish. But Bapaki was the one performing the flourish, not the cloud of ash.
This way, buddy.
Poof, the magic zombie. Lived in a crypt. I gotta finish there before Disney sues me.
I think you need lived in a grave if you want to ever have any kind of rhyme for the next line.
Slipped. It rhymes just enough to sort of track, but not enough to make people happy.
Indeed. There is no joy.
So Bapaki has run over to one of the few remaining zombies. I like how Maury helped by making this fight take longer.
Yeah.
But this is very good. This means that we can tackle them on our own terms.
This meant we should have left.
Mostly.
But... 5, 10...
Sorry, pats Mari's 15, hand.
20, 25,
as she goes
30.
By. Hand pad of opportunity.
Nope. Bad map. 35, 40. She's going to dash. 55, 60. She's running towards the zombie, who can't do anything about it.
You are staying put.
Fear me! She does not say that out loud. It is that zombie's turn. It has nowhere to go. It is Sori's turn.
Sori is going to find something small enough that she can dagnabbit cast light.
Maury still did not think about, I could use an action to cast light because someone here can't see anything. Two people here can't see anything.
So I would like to have a light source. Bright light in a 20-foot radius and dim light for an additional 20 feet. Colored as you like. You know, something that won't hurt anybody's eyes. You know, it's possibly slightly reddish, you know.
Sori can have little a light source as a tree.
Mm-hmm.
Boop.
Yay!
Sori has a light source.
Soria's glad to have a light source, and we'll hold it so that she's not blinding herself with, you know, loss of dark vision or whatever. And that is her action, and I don't think she gets any bonus actions.
The verbal component of the spell is, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine.
What, not Twinkle Twinkle Little Star?
No, that's a different spell that does a lot more damage.
Oh, okay. Well, Long Cap. That's my only action.
Unless you're moving. Well, I was thinking that Sori's turn was ending, but then I realized Sori hasn't moved. So Sori could move somewhere if Sori wanted to.
I think Sori is going to stay right put here next to Long Cap until someone indicates they need a hand.
All right. So then it is Long Cap's turn, as well as all of Long Cap's undead menagerie.
The entourage!
Yep, one moment.
We could use a transmutation spell on all of Long Cap's undead to turn them into sort of almost transparent but translucent material. Then they'd be Long Cap's glass menagerie.
No, I don't want to roll Arcana. 25-30. Well, specifically, Lefty does not want to roll Arcana.
There are some things that Lefty just does not want to know. And some people ask, why am I here? Lefty doesn't want to know the answer to that question.
Lefty has a minus two at answering that question.
Which
also,
you might think means
run
Lefty
away
can't
from
answer it.
My shadow spawn?
No, the one next to your shadow spawn was turned into a pile of ash by Bipaki.
Okay.
And Bipaki said, come on, this way, as Bipaki ran away. You did have an opportunity to attack against Bipaki if you wanted it.
No.
All right. Just letting you know.
And, yeah, I'm having the problem. Okay, maybe if I go to recurring NPCs and click smallest cap. Nope.
Can you see the combat tab? Combat
yes,
encounters.
That worked.
Huzzah! Smallest cap is going down into the darkest?
Yes.
All right. You don't see smallest cap anymore.
Oh, dear.
The last sensation you got was a crunching sound.
Uh-oh.
Well, I can resummon them later.
I mean,
concerning.
If smallest cap exploding in the first session didn't deter you, this is fine. All right. It is this last, well, not last, but second to last Ash Zombie's turn. And they haven't been hit by anyone yet, so they are just cowering. Bipaki, would you like to get this Ash Zombie to stop cowering?
I would.
A 23 grazes it lightly. All right, that's 13 points of damage, 7 points of damage. I just typed in its max HP instead of what it should be. I changed its hit points to its hit points. There we go. That's accurate. You did 20 points of damage.
Yes.
All right.
And I owe it a constitution save.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. That's a nat
which
one.
Which I fail.
You have failed it, yes.
Now so, I have to scroll back to see what it does.
I'll add it for you. There you go. Or it should be there now. Did it go there now? Yes.
Yep, it's there.
It is.
You gain disadvantage on attack rolls, saving throws, and ability checks for 1 minute.
Okay.
Probably because you're hacking up some dust out of your lungs.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
That's exactly why. Corpse dust. Don't breathe that.
In my mouth. Ah.
Yeah.
Ah. Why are we coming here?
Your tongue sticks out, and it's
what
just.
What more you would like to know?
It's your tongue is gray. You cough, and there's a cloud of dust that comes out of your mouth. It looks like you're wearing gray lipstick.
Yeah.
It's like a habit. Some of them eat salmon.
I'm going to show you the shadow spawn. Just looks at you with its head tilted to the side just a little bit. All right, Maury is going to go that remaining 10 feet and is going to try to smack this thing with a quarterstaff. And misses horribly. Good news, everyone. It's still afraid of Maury because she hasn't done any damage.
The only time you can go whiff and the thing is like, no!
It is that Ash Zombie's turn. It does nothing. Sorry.
Sorry is going to point at where Mori is over there, since she could maybe make out shapes and she knows which way Mori went.
And Mori's still kind of glowing with a radiance.
Ah, because she was turning things, right. Sori is going to point and tug on Longkep's sleeve and start getting over at least within range of Mori.
It's 5, 10, 15, 20.
Yeah, that actually gets within range to cast things. So there's all moving. Right. And where's my... There's my... Okay, come on, spellbook. Oh, why are you not open? Oh, because those are not bonus actions. There are no bonus action spells today. Would like to actually... Let's see, 5, 10, 15, 20. Yes, she's within range. 5, 10, 15, 20. Longkip is in range, and I think Righty is in range. Is going to cast a Bless on Longkep, Righty, and Mori.
All right, and I just got to find which of these icons is blessed.
Whenever a target makes an attack roll or saving throw before the spell ends, the target can roll a d4 and add the number rolled to the attack roll or saving throw.
Found it. Second to last row on the right. So you're doing Mori, Righty, and Lefty, and Longkep?
I'm doing Righty. I'm not sure if Lefty's in range, and Longkep. It says 3, so... And I'm using it just at the first level, so... I only get 3 of them. So Longkep gets it, not Lefty. Yeah. Sorry.
Then Lefty gets nothing.
Sorry.
Not even a pat on the back, because Lefty's a hand. Lefty doesn't have a back, technically.
And I can pat on the metacarpals at some point, but...
That's for Longkep rides. Anyway.
Yeah.
If there's nothing else, it's going to be Longkep's turn.
Everyone is taking the dash action.
It didn't.
10.
Oh, you.
There's a rock wall there. That's why you can't go through it.
Okay, they're going after that one. And Longkep's actually going to go a little bit less far than that. And the Shadow Spawn's going to go around there and do Shadow Spawn things.
As one does.
And Shadow Spawn, please do Shadow Spawn things.
Rend. Nice. 16 cold damage. And 14 cold damage.
And for the record,
Shadow Spawn is going to do Shadow Spawn things, aka a lot of damage.
As one does. And for the record, Bapaki has the cursed icon because the ash cloud thing doesn't exactly have a label.
It.
Yeah.
Patui.
So the 16 and 14 add up to 30 points of damage. This thing isn't even a thick enough cloud to...
I was going
to
say, that's it.
Hmm?
That's at least as much as it has.
It is,
and it's already taken 20 points.
Yes. It's a beam of necrotic energy comes down from on high, restores it to full hit points. Right before the Shadow Spawn attacks, it's still gone. That's not canon, but it is gone. It's no longer afraid, though.
That's nice.
Yes. All right. Bapaki, it's your turn.
There is no way I could make it to the remaining Ash Zombie.
You could
that
bonus action dash and double move.
Okay, that's true.
There's no way you could get there and then be able to do anything other than say, hit me.
And then do anything.
You could do what Mori did and run screaming while wielding your weapon over your head and then do absolutely nothing when you get there. But I don't
Mori
think
goes right after me, right?
Yes.
Can we work it so that if I shout something to Mori, then Mori takes a step back while I run and take her place?
I'd allow it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to... Bonus action dash and then double move.
All right. It does not get an opportunity attack against Mori because it's still frightened.
It can't fight her.
Yeah.
All right. Is that your turn?
And that's my entire... I mean,
That's everything.
There's not you a gave whole it lot else all. I can do.
You have given it your all, and we're all very proud of you. And Maury,
I do not look cool doing it.
You look capable. You do one of those cartwheels where your legs don't go 100% up over your head, but over to the side a little bit.
Yeah.
Maury does not nat one this time.
But thank goodness, this is not the first time this one has been hit.
Actually, I don't think it's been hit
first
yet.
Time this one's been hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one's the first
this
one.
Is, no, this is the one that I hit at the very beginning.
Oh, yeah. This one has 5 hit points left.
I did 17 damage to it.
Oh, my gosh.
No damage.
Maury has a -1 to attacks. Maury rolled a 1 for damage. So Maury just lightly pats it on the shoulder with a quarter staff.
Whiff.
It's worse than a whiff. It's a light pat.
Well,
Maury is filled with incompetent rage.
It's still turned, though.
It has not taken damage.
Since it was turned.
Not since it was turned, no. It's its turn. It takes the dodge action. It's the only thing it can do. Sorry. Please end this thing's misery.
Maury has bless.
Oh! Well, hold on. Bless doesn't...
That's
count
right.
For
she,
rolling
she,
damage,
she,
does it?
No.
Oh, no, it's just the attack roll. Darn it.
And the attack hit.
Yeah.
Right.
So, sorry, it's your turn.
Alas. Sorry, now that somebody is there who will actually hopefully be able to, you know, protect Maury, is going to hit the thing with Sacred Flame. It has to make its saving throw. That's not going to make its saving throw. We're not rolling low, right? D&D is not a roll low, it's a roll high.
If the GM wants it to be. Welcome to D&D Golf Rules Edition.
Shall I roll
which
damage?
Means we've spent several hours walking around and lie about what we did.
3.
Oh my goodness.
Quang!
What?
It's not turned anymore.
No, but it's still got 2 hit points left.
I know!
It's still alive, it's just very badly burned. And considering it started out made of ash.
That's saying something.
It's okay, because now it's Long Kep's turn. Righty, we choose you. Finish him.
Indeed, Righty is blessed. Presumably. Long Kep?
Yes?
Your turn. The thing has 2 hit points left.
Okay.
That's a dirty 20. Yes.
And that's 9 damage.
How do you do this?
He goes, poke!
It's...
Sorry.
How do you do this?
Righty lifts up one big finger and sort of tears through the zombie, leaving ash in its way.
It's thematically kind of cool that the first zombie to be damaged is the last one to be killed.
There is the sound of a door getting opened so hard that it probably damaged one of the hinges, if not both of them.
Oh, that's bad.
Followed by a very inhuman scream and a clatter. Sorry.
Yeah.
You just barely see something coming out of the darkness.
I cast 8. Magic missile.
Do you have magic missile?
No. 10, but I like the joke.
It's not my turn in initiative, though. Or is this going to be where you end
not.
Off?
I'm letting you know what you can see because you are the closest.
Yeah.
And I am going to click a show players button.
Yeah, that's kind of what I figured that thing looked like.
Yep. This thing has...
That looks like...
It looks like what?
Undead fairy manticore.
Something like that. It has elongated arms and legs that are... They're not skeletal, but they're one step away from being skeletal. That spine and tail look very skeletal. The face looks very skeletal. The barb at the end of the tail looks upsetting.
Very scorpion. Yeah.
Very scorpion-like, yes. And, oh, it also has wings. So there's that.
Like I said, an undead fairy manticore.
And that is where we're going to end it for tonight.
That's what I was afraid of.
Thank you, everyone. Well, I am not having you do combat with this thing tonight. We've already been playing for 2 hours. So thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, everyone, for playing. Tonight, I was joined by a bunch of awesome people, including Beth, Ellie, and Io. And you didn't even go up against the thing that I was going to throw at you tonight. This is glorious. Who wants to plug a thing?
Well, yeah, because I didn't know what direction we were going in. So I decided that I was going to try and get a magic weapon.
You could ask this guy if they have any magic weapons.
Uh-huh. I mean, there's that tail. I'm really concerned about that tail.
Well, that's a tale to tell on another day.
Theo's and mom writes.
Speaking of tales being told. Theo's mom writes
books.
Theo's mom writes books, yes.
Theo's Elizabeth-McCoy.com. And you can also get your library to order the ebooks, and because they're cheap on Overdrive for libraries, and they're honestly pretty darn cheap for, you know, regular people too. So wherever legitimate ebooks are found. And speaking of books, or maybe where things are found,
usual participant Jen writes at bookofjen.net and also at
shatteredsoulstone.com.
I thought it was .net.
Where they have a weekly podcast. It's either shatteredsoulstone.com or shatteredsoulstone.net, where they have a weekly, I think, podcast about, well, gaming, generally. Speaking of websites.
You are right, it is shatteredsoulstone.com. And I think that's it. We don't have any other websites to talk about at all. None whatsoever. Especially not
none
the one
whatsoever.
We put all of these podcasts. So don't try to go to aaronbsmith.com/cogwheel. You won't find anything there. It's especially not these podcasts that we record of us playing these silly little games that we enjoy so much. Like Dungeons and Dragons and a bunch of one-shots. And, oh yeah, I think there's that GURPS game. It's GURPS. Uh-huh. Star Wars, but GURPS.
Uh-huh. I'm still waiting for the hiking simulator RPG, GURPS.
Give Papaki back their inspiration.
Wonderful.
I almost made it. So close.
And just so we're clear, that's Aaron, not Aaron.
Indeed. Aaron with two A's, not one E.
Yes. And
speaking of Patreons,
we do have one. If you like what we do, please share it with others. I love when people listen to these things. And if you really like it and want to help us break even, because server costs do exist, they are a thing, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming to help us keep the lights on. You can join other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shenshen, Walter, and patron emeritus Cindy. And until next time.
And until next time, that's Crash saying,
who dares?
Me? I mean, like, me? And
sorry,
like,
pointing
a couple of my friends, but yeah, it's pretty much me.
Maury is definitely pointing at Papaki.
Yep. Lefty and righty, pointing at Papaki.
Papaki just has her hand raised. Like, yeah, it's me.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.